Seen those guys that walk around the fucking village in the vagina costumes?
I've seen that.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't even like porn on high def, dude. Like, don't fucking make me look at that.
I barely look at my own.
High def is fucking... High def is one of the worst inventions
when
they
When I first got my high def TV, to me it looked like the telenovelas on Spanish TV.
It's fucking
like,
terrible.
I was like, why did I pay this
much? It's disconcerting. I hate it. Yeah. They have one at my house at home and I'm just always like, why?
The first movie I ever saw in high def was a movie I loved, The Pirates of the Caribbean, right? Okay. I went and went out to see when it first came out, and then I saw it in high def. It was the sword fight between Johnny Depp and Orlando Bloom. And it went from this amazing scene and like this old school like treasure like 1800s to like literally looking like a fucking studio.
Yeah,
I'm like this just ruined the movie.
I know. It's
but I tell you, high def.
Like they were doing it at Disney World. Like it was just ridiculous.
High def ruined a lot of celebrity like mystiques about him. Like Cameron Diaz has always had shitty skin. When you see her in high def, you're like, the rumors are true. Look at the goddamn moon on her face.
Yeah. Oh. I know. Porn in high def. That's really.
Yeah.
Luckily, I've seen like the HD, but I've never seen like the vivid on like a flat screen with all it's,
there's a reason God invented light switches. I'll just leave it there. Some shit is like.
Yeah, vaginas in high def. Imagine if you had a high def 3D TV like that. Like, holy shit.
Somebody shaved instead of waxed.
Oh. Her vagina looks like Quato from Total Recall. Ew! Quaid. All right, I'm talking the original Total Recall, not that Colin Farrell reboot bullshit, all right? That was fucking terrible.
Colin Farrell.
He's cool.
Oh, you met him? You hung out on weekends?
I love him.
No, that's funny.
He's a great guy. How the fuck do you know?
I'm saying, no, he's like, I like him. I respect him.
He also likes boys and girls.
Really?
No, I'm kidding.
Really? Michael's starting rumors.
That was a callback.
Queen Elizabeth, boy, she likes the blacks. Oh, what's that?
That was a callback to a previous conversation.
Yeah. Oh. But it's funny, though, with the dating and whatnot, the technology, as Jason alluded to at the Tinder, it's just... It drives me nuts when, like, younger dudes, like, of your group, Jason, where guys are like, dude, it's so hard to get laid. I'm like, you fucking pussies have it so much easier. Because the one thing, I do a joke in my act, like I do the fucking joke, but the premise is basically, nothing will send shivers up your butthole faster than when you had to call a girl's, like, her house line and have her dad pick up and have to deal with that bullshit. Because the dad, it would be like a guy trying to fuck with it. And I don't blame the guy. Now it's like, I get it. It's funny. I would do the same thing if it's my daughter. But the guy would be like, yeah, what do you want to talk to my daughter about? Oh, that's cool. I'll just tell her what you want to fucking tell her. And then I'll just, you know, cut you out, the middleman, and we'll be on our merry way. How about that?
Right.
But guys, they don't have to deal with that now. Now it's just like, what's up? You up? Boom. Done.
Things are certainly easier now. With texting changed everything.
But
right.
I just feel like this is, oh, God. But I don't know... How, like, I just feel like younger guys really aren't very manly anymore. Like,
no.
I was out at a bar last night.
I don't believe that.
Well, no, I did a show. So here's the thing. So here's the scenario. I did a show, exhausted. I did two shows last night, whatever.
Humble brag, ding.
No, hush. But I was just tired, and I wanted to just go to the local place we go, grab a beer to just kind of decompress. And there weren't a lot of people in there at the time, so it was, like, perfect. I'm like, thank God. And then all of a sudden, a show let out. And these, like, 20-somethings come in, and it's just, like, first of all, you know, the scream talking from the girls, it's, like, ear-piercing, and I'm, like, it just, you know, and this idea of, like, well, if I scream what I'm saying, the guy will pay attention to me and definitely want to fuck me. And I'm, like, he's going to want to start foreplay with duct tape is what he's going to want to do. But anyhow. but, like... There were these two, it's just, there's this switch, and I'm a very strong female, so I do recognize this in myself, but, like, there were two women and a guy standing next to me, and, like, one of the women's, like, leaning on me, she's, like, very, like, alpha female, the other one's alpha female, and I kind of, like, looked at her and gave her a look, like, you know, like, there's plenty of space, get the fuck off my chair, and then the guy chimes in, he's like, oh my God, like, you know, like, it's a bar, get over it.
Oh, Jesus.
And I was like, well, first of all...
The pussification of younger men today.
The whole world's become Seattle, basically.
Pretty much.
And I was like, first of all, I sound like more of a dude than you do right now. And the funny thing
we're
is...
We're too sure
it
was cock.
But wait, yeah, I know. And I was like, poosh. No, but like... No, but here's the funny thing. He says that, and he's literally standing right next to me. He says that, So, of course, like the bitch that I am, I turn around and I give him that look like, I'm sorry, what did you just fucking say? I didn't say that. I just looked at him that way. He shut the fuck up. I was like, dude, really though? Like, have some balls. Like, you're literally saying that in my ear. Of course I'm going to respond. You know, and then these girls are just like, like, oh my God, I don't know. I don't know the dynamics anymore. This is why I'm old, because I don't know the dynamics. I feel like the women are just the alphas now. And I'm
They are. That's totally true. When you see dudes in salmon shorts, I'm like, there's no way that that guy's slaying it down. There's no way.
What kind of shorts?
Salmon shorts. The salmon color shorts.
Oh, I'm from the South. Those are normal down there.
I'm sorry.
But still, yeah.
On the golf course.
Yeah.
And then off. Yeah. I don't know. It's a really interesting dynamic.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
What are they?
Belts. I used to wear them too, shamefully.
Oh, the critter belts?
The belts, yeah, the little critters embroidered on them. I play flamingos.
That's all very J. Crew, no?
It is.
Yep.
But the men wear them in down south too.
I know. They're still, it is they probably still
the pussification of men.
Those Madras shorts.
Oh, no. Me and my one friend, we have a thing for Madras shorts. My friend from college. She'll, like, text me, like, plaid shorts.
Another thing is, you know, the difference, the, people don't really grow up anymore. Nobody wants to grow up.
I know.
Everybody, you know, they get all, there's just video games and hanging
that's
out.
A really good
everyone's
point.
Hanging out.
Well, they make so now, ready for this? They make adult coloring books, to your point.
Adult coloring, there's less of an emphasis on sort of like, okay, we're going to get married and buy a home. It's like, let's rent a room in Bushwick forever. And it's like, and that's part, that contributes
you know
to what you're
really
saying.
You know what's really telling? That's a really interesting thing that you say, because
yeah,
I was watching
genius.
This. Yeah. Well, you know, so there's, I always watch, I know people don't like to watch advertising. I actually really like to watch advertising because I think it's very telling of where society is.
Yeah.
Right?
The dude is always portrayed as like a fucking idiot.
Thank you. The married guy is the biggest pussy in the planet.
Right. But now there's an ad that's running, and it's for, I think, Fruit Loops. Mm-hmm. But like, it's a couple, and the wife, I think, is like, okay, I put the kids to bed, and he's like, okay, you know, whatever, the trash is taken out, woohoo, let's do what we want to do. And it's no longer like, let's have a martini and fuck,
right?
Like real adults, it's let's have Fruit Loops and play Atari,
right? The whole idea of adulthood has been completely skewed. It's just like, you see, and it's like, it's insane, you know.
I like being a grown up. Not all days, but
there are some days.
And like, I'll be honest, Mo, you know, you said, I don't want to be the hater here, but it's like, you said what you said, and it's like, I walk around, and you know, I'm not very vocal about it, because there's no need to be, but it's like, I see all these fucking dudes, and it's just, it's fucking disgusting.
It is.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't know.
They're a bunch of pussies, is what it comes down to.
That really is. To put it in layman's terms.
They are
pussies.
Well,
it is a really interesting shift because I think, you know, females have had to really struggle to you know, get equality and things like
that. But that's another
thing
I'll say.
Let me just finish. Let me just finish. Women have really had to struggle to get equality. And so we've fallen into this trap, in my opinion, of in order to have equality, we have to be more manly. And then, you know, and
I'd say
then
assertive would be than manly be a better word. Assertive.
Well, no,
but to be
assertive, I'm going to say that's masculine equality.
But no, like we have had to kind of, you know, take on those more masculine qualities and you know, whatever. And then there's been this opposite shift of men, you know, kind of not finding their place. I think, and I happen to think it starts at home with a lot of these coddled, you know, like
I'm gonna take your point and then run in a kind of different direction. Okay. I think here's what it is. Divorce has been way on the rise, right?
Right.
Okay. Single parent households. Who gets the kids? The moms.
The mom, you're right.
There is no male influence to raise the boys. It's a woman raising a boy in a obviously more feminine fashion. Right. Hence, possibly more feminization of men today, more so than years past.
Right, but what I will say with Mo, and I was thinking about this recently, is that that's part of the reasoning behind it. Very much part of the reason, because women really were very oppressed and held down, and not allowed to even have thoughts and opinions, even as far as like 60, 70, 80 years ago, and then all the way till the beginning of time.
So it's like
you know, who am I to be like, oh, well, this is like, and granted, two wrongs don't make a right.
But two rights,
I mean, eventually things will even out. You know, eventually 100, 200, 300, 400 years down the line, things will even out. I mean, hopefully. Between men and women.
There's going to be more of us.
Global warming, 20 million people.
But it's like, but yeah, and men have reacted to it by just retreating. It's a crazy. I don't know.
Well, I think I think that it's more men don't know what their role is.
Yeah,
they don't know what their role is, and I struggle with this because I am a very strong female. I'm very independent.
Yeah,
and I don't need a man to take care of me. And there are a lot of men out there who want to date me who struggle with that.
Yeah.
Because, and not because they're bad people. No. They're very good people. But just, you know, traditionally it has been kind of, you know, I take care of the woman. That's how I show my love. That's how I show my caring. And then when you kind of, as a woman, just, and it's not like I, you know, sit there and just, it's crap just on, more like I just automatically do stuff for myself. Exactly. I've been doing stuff for myself. So I just kind of automatically do it. And then the guy's like, oh, I could have taken care of that. And I'm like, well, I can, why, I got it.
I can do this. Why would I ask you to do that?
And there's this loss of like, what is my role now?
You're a Beyonce, you need a Jay-Z. That's all it is.
Yeah, I do.
That's all it is.
Yeah, I do.
And right now we got a lot of Lil Wayne's running around this fucking world.
Right.
Rap sucks today, kids. It hasn't been good in 15 years.
That's all it is.
Well, I know, but my point is that I do actually have empathy for kind of these shifting roles and men saying, I don't know. And it's interesting, too, from a female perspective, and there are a lot of articles. I was just reading one recently where, like, this whole mindset of women should do everything, and we're coming to the realization we can't fucking do everything super well. And that's been this expectation, and it's kind of, you know, served us well and not, because this whole feminist movement kind of got us to a place where now we're still, to your point, the home, you know, the child caretakers, the homemakers and everything, especially with divorce. And now we're also expected to kill it in the boardroom. And it's just like, well, we still only have 24 hours in our day.
In a day, yeah.
You know, and how do we, and then also and parenting, also, you know, then where's the parenting? You know, women, I know business women who, you can just tell, they're having kids as fucking accessories so they can check the box.
Right.
And they're not fucking with their kids, ever.
Right.
Ever.
But to add to that, men need to get their fucking shit together.
Yeah. Right.
They need to get, like, nowadays in America, in the United States, I think it's like a significant more amount of higher amount of women getting college degrees than males. Mm-hmm. Okay, when I used to work at Target, and I was in the electronics, it's a
dream job, electronics section of Target.
When I used to work there,
that is actually like, one of the better departments,
right? That's the place I ever spend
every
money.
The majority of the books that we got in our store were garnered towards women readers, and it's like, dude, men,
romance,
like,
if everything,
romance novels, and just mostly things like that, and it's just like, men, it's just educated. Like, it's like, what the fuck, you know? You just gotta up your fucking game, you know? It's like, I'm not one of these, like, so many guys are like, oh, well, the girls are this, that, and that, so they just start to hate the women, but it's like, no, they got their shit together, they're doing their thing.
They're waiting for you to get to that level,
exactly,
where you're at least on par with what they have to offer as well as you.
Exactly.
Right.
You know?
I mean, if you just look at it from, like, a micro level,
but
this is a generalization, I realize that, but if you look at it from a micro level, it's like, if you look at a 22-year-old woman, she is self-sufficient. Completely. She knows how to take care of a home. She knows how to grocery shop and feed herself semi-healthy.
I don't know if I agree with this.
No.
Compared
to comparatively. Men, on a large scale,
I'll agree with
Kevin.
I'll agree with that.
Oh, all right, okay.
I'll agree with
a
22-year-old woman versus a 22-year-old
Yeah, okay. Then, all right, I should let you finish. You know? You're right. Yeah, no, that I agree with. Yeah.
And I'm saying it's broad strokes. But I don't understand. And I never understood that. And it's something that frustrated me in relationships. It frustrated me as a wife. I was like, look, especially now, because, you know, when it used to be that you went to high school, you got hitched, and, you know, you had your lovely bride, and she took care of the home, and you earned the living, and those were the roles. And that there was nothing wrong with that. I'm glad it's not like that anymore, but at least, you know, you had those roles. But I'm like, that's not life anymore.
No.
Most people live at least a decade outside of the parental home, outside of college. And it's like, how are you not teaching your sons to, like, not eat Pop-Tarts as, like, every meal?
Right,
and
right.
stuff. Like, what are you... I don't get it.
Right.
I don't get it.
And now, another Oprah moment by
Monica
Vita.
You always accuse me of turning it into Oprah. I'm sorry. Okay, back to dicks.
I just want to say, I just want to say, Monica is way better than Oprah, in my opinion.
Of course,
my humble opinion.
Financially, no, but
no, financially, definitely
and, nobody.
And, I'm not even on like the Dale level.
And physically, a lot less heavy than fucking Oprah.
I would take her money.
You put that very artfully.
I would take her money.
That's what I do. All right, let's before we go down the Hallmark Channel fucking avenue, let's bring it on back here. We're talking about the dating, all that. It's funny, I guess, when the technology obviously has soared since, you know, 5 years, fuck 10.
Yeah.
I was part, like, when technology really hit, I guess, us, I was the one who, I'll take the pat on the back, I was one of the early adopters to the AOL chat rooms, mm-hmm. when it was creepy as fuck. Wait, you met on an AOL chat room? Like, yeah, and then people are like, wow, you're still on AOL now? Like, what the fuck? No, Jesus Christ.
I know, I have, like, a Yahoo email address, and people are like, oh, because you're old. I'm like...
Yeah. Did I tell you that?
It's basically my junk mail. That's, like, what... That's the email address I give, like, right. every retailer, and I'm like, oh, yeah, here you go. Here's
Boy,
my email.
That sound of dial-up modem to me, like, all right, dick's out.
And then you're like, Mom, get off the phone!
Mom, she's gonna send a picture! Shut the... Hang the fucking phone up!
God, I remember working in Budapest, and I worked for Lucent at the time, and it was, like, a big fucking deal that we all got cell phones. They bought, like, that was, like, big time. Like, what? We get cell phones? Because they were expensive to buy.
They were. The Zach Morris cell phone.
Was it?
It was a Nokia.
I had a Nokia, too.
That was my first cell phone. Mm.
That thing probably emitted so much goddamn radiation. I'm amazed I have kids right okay, right now. I'm like, really? And then
did you see that somebody just invented a selfie stick with a dildo at the end?
Yeah.
I was really? Just, I swear to God, I swear to God.
Should you go fuck yourself?
That's ridiculous.
I swear to God, I was like, do That's we hilarious. Really need to?
And then the fucking MySpace shit came around, that's like the, another way of, that's I guess opened the door for, I guess, Tinder and all other
Ooh,
shit.
MySpace.
It was funny. I broke up with a girlfriend. My buddy goes, "Dude, go on MySpace. It's
you know
easy to make it happen." I'm like, "Get out of here,
dude!" MySpace started for music, though. That was the thing. Like, it
really?
Totally, yes,
yeah.
It started for music.
Oh,
that's
yeah,
why,
yeah.
like Justin Timberlake bought it back. It started for music, and my friend who was from San Francisco was like, "Oh, go on MySpace," and I was like, "What? What the fuck is this?" And she's just like, "Oh, it's awesome. You create a profile, and like, there's music, and there's communities, and whatever." Literally, like. 5 minutes after I pushed, like, you know, whatever,
Accept.
Here's my profile, dude, like, just, I want to fuck you in the asshole, like, all these emails.
What else did your dad say,
like,
besides that?
Oh, you know, he was a good man.
You know,
just in the front, y'all. But it was, like, so fucked up that I literally took my profile down and then, like, kind of eased into it.
Put another one up with other same
pictures.
That's
where I first had my first little cubby experience.
MySpace! You know,
he would not leave me alone. He would not leave me alone.
But
I'm like, you're so young.
How
We're
old
still
is he?
Friends. We're still friends to this day.
Can I? Is it? Never mind. Oh.
Well, I was.
Oh, this is before college. All right, yeah.
He was at least 10 years younger than
me. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Best blowjob he ever
had. They should call it, instead of Megan's Law, Monica's Law for fucking boys now. I'll tell you that.
Seriously.
Clunk.
My pussy needs a bouncer.
Monica's Law.
But so, you know, it's funny. Again, back to your generation. Like, me going to bars as, like, your age, for Christ's sakes.
For Christ's sakes!
None of you motherfuckers are going to have to remember those days
I
of...
I wish you could see Jason's face.
Yeah,
because
I know, fuck
like
you.
So, like, terrific.
Get off my lawn.
He's just like... He looks
at
like a little
point.
Angel.
The best part... Well, the funny parts were going to the bar and like, hey, dude, can I get a napkin and a pen? This girl's going to get her fucking phone number here. Or if they didn't have a pen or napkin, like...
Match.
The best... No, the best there was guys you'd see them walking... Or me, too. I'm guilty of this, of course. Would be walking out of the bar going, okay... 555-1344 1555-1344 Just saying the number over and over and over and over so you remember it so you can get to your car and write it fucking down before you forget.
Hey,
that.
Remember that people actually talk to each other too.
I know.
Wow, that was awesome. I remember as you get that first phone call.
Well,
you're like, oh my god.
You're making it sound like shit was so bad, but
easier.
You're forgetting the economy was fucking a lot. But to be a teenager in what was the 90s?
Late 90s.
Compared to being a teenager in like the, you know, 08, 09 and shit. When I graduated high school the year of the fucking economy and shit, right? Which I didn't really give. It didn't really affect me that crazy. Besides my dad getting laid off. But then he went into business for himself. Now we got more money, so...
Hey! Yay, white people!
White people!
White people!
Woo!
This is not a video cast. It's a podcast. You don't get to see the Trump tattoo.
He showed up with the camera.
2016.
I love you, tattoo.
He's kissing his tattoo.
Winning.
Jason's making
so, yeah, that's it's just so different now. It's just like, oh, swipe left, swipe right. Like, no, there's no, like,
dude, I remember having to fucking just meet people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there was, like, no texting, so it was just kind of like, okay, Friday, let's meet here. And then you're just like, oh, I don't know, I hope they show up. Like, it was just.
Or give them the wrong phone number. But you could do that, too, this day and age. But now it's just like, oh, what's your name?
No, actually, you know what's really awesome? I just did this. I had a guy hit on me. I gave him my number. Because he'll never call me, and he's just going to text me, and then I'm never going to reply.
Oh, yeah. That's so true.
Done.
But that's what we mean with the dating, though. That's, it's like, yeah.
He was gross.
He was
a really drunk firefighter.
Oh, boy.
Firefighters.
No.
Not a cute firefighter.
Another stereotype.
No.
Was he the Dalmatian of the house? Fire station.
It wasn't even that. Honestly, there were a ton of them out. I was doing a show. They were so fucking wasted. They were so rude to me. Just mean. Just fully mean. Racist. They were terrible.
They hated white people?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, we were doing a show in Harlem.
Because I didn't even have to lie about my number. I was like, I'll just give it to him. Doesn't matter. Right. It's not like he's ever going to call me.
What if he did, though? What if he did?
You could just ignore.
Well, I always put the number into my phone.
As don't answer.
DNA, right? DNA.
I have really random names in there from people. I'm like, just in case they call, so I can be like, oh, yeah.
The worst is if you text back, you're like, who is this? And then they thought that you knew. That sounds to me.
I had one girl.
You get a dick pic like that. You're like,
you're like, who is this?
Don't recognize it. Not one of mine.
I had one, not aggressive, but pretty forward thinking. I met her at a bar, and we exchanged numbers, and then later on, she's like, hey, this is so-and-so, and then she took a picture of herself and sent it with that to remind me, like, oh, okay, I remember now. Okay, you're the brunette that I chatted up, and then I'm like, oh, hey, what's up? And then we went out, and she was terrible.
She was being very efficient.
More than efficient. She was like,
I just need your titties. I don't need your smile.
Oh, by the way, I lied about what I do. I'm a car salesman. I'm like, oh, all right. And we went out. It was boring.
How many backseats have she? Yeah, I would totally do that if I sold cars.
But she got excited. She goes, oh, you're a dude.
Minivans, bitches. Yeah. The Odyssey.
She's like, well, you're in the cars, right? I'm like, no.
A little porn on those little TV screens.
I had a
movie theater in the back.
I had a friend in Long Island, a comic, weirdo. I'm not going to say the guy's name. The guy was whacked out of his mind.
Was it the person that you're referencing before outside? Hmm? Was it the person that we're talking about at the table?
Probably not.
No, this is completely different. I had a friend who had a friend who sold hot tubs. He worked at a hot tub store in Long Island.
Lindsay.
Yeah. And he would bring chicks back to the hot tub place and, like, fuck them in the hot tubs.
Nice.
Yeah. And, like, one time, I went with my buddy, the friend, because I said the friend of a friend, so the first friend and friend of a friend.
Got it.
We were going to a mic, and we stopped there. He had to, like, pick some up. And we stopped by the hot tub place, and it was, like, the creepiest thing, because it's, like, the lights are all off. So you just hear, like, the bubbling. Like,
you
hot
just hear the bubble.
And we went in the back, and the friend was just there alone, just, like, in the hot tub. He's like, hey, what's up, bro?
Jerking off.
Nah, he wasn't jerking off, but he was a weird dude. He was, like...
He was jerking off, honey.
Probably,
he was probably done jerking off.
You couldn't see underneath the bubbles.
His sperm is like, the bubbles are hiding. Gonna work again.
They're hiding in darkness.
Fucking, he probably can't have children now because he spent too much time in hot tubs.
Fucking in a hot tub in the pool, overrated as fuck.
Yes!
Highly overrated.
Women dry up.
Highly overrated.
First girlfriend I ever had. We had a friend who had a hot tub in his backyard. She would, like, jerk me off in the hot tub, but, like, with all our friends in the fucking hot tub. But, like, we were so...
So romance is still alive.
I banged girls in my parents' hot tub and pool, and it's just like, this is... Let's fuck in your pool! I'm like, oh, I did this last week, come on.
Humble brag.
I know. Ding! Oh, come on! I did this 3 hours ago. You're girl number two tonight.
I feel so bad, because now that I think back on that kind of stuff, you know, when you're younger... You don't have the privacy. So, like, I had a college boyfriend, and boy, did we like to have sex. And I just think about
the, the way you said that. It was, boy.
We did.
Boy, I like to have sex.
Because I was, like, practically a virgin when I went to college. I had, like, had sex maybe four times with my boyfriend from high school. And so it was just like, oh my God. It was, oh, and he had a great dick. But anyhow, and it was just like, I think about it now. You have no privacy. You have no fucking privacy.
No, so like, going in college, his roommate
heard. He had a fucking bunk bed in his
room. Yeah!
I know. And we were, we were outside having sex, and the guy was sleeping underneath. I mean, I think that's why everybody just drank to passing out, because you knew your roommate was going to fuck his girlfriend. If you didn't pass out, you'd probably wake up. So it was nasty. Well, I'll never forget, too. This is really funny. I dated him all throughout college, and the senior year, we're driving to Aspen because his fraternity has a formal, and because we're all on the fucking highway at the same time, you know, like, we're passing each other, and
pressing bare asses against the glass? Yeah!
No. So I decide, wouldn't it be fun...
Show your tits.
If, you know, maybe a little, like, BJ action.
There we go.
So that happened. And then we get to the hotel, and everybody's, like, in their rooms and whatever, and he comes back completely red-faced, because I'm in the room, I'm getting unpacked, and he went to visit some of his buddies. He comes back completely red-faced, and he's like, yeah, so they pretty much noticed that, like, for, you know, a few miles, like, they didn't see you, and then all of a sudden you popped back up again, and I was just like...
Wiping your mouth on your fucking arm, like, ooh, good deal.
I didn't think of that.
Where's Monica?
Is she dead in the trunk or blowing babe? I don't know. Anyhow, yay, college.
Roadhead. A little overrated, too.
Also,
I was just going to say.
A little overrated.
Like, even me at the tender age of 23, I mean, you know, the car's crashed now.
Tender.
But it's like, it's just not, like, when I was like 18, that was like the hottest shit in the world, right? Now it's just like, okay, we're going to fucking die.
Yeah.
You
know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, the girl's like, my ribs are in the console. I'm like, finish up. We're on the turnpike. We're fine.
That scene from Parenthood?
Yes.
That is one of the best things. They crash. Haven't seen Parenthood where, like, they're, I don't know, they end up just to spice things up. She gives Steve Martin a blowjob, but he ends up crashing. And then the cop is like, so how did this happen? And he looks at his wife and he's like, show him, honey. It's a great fucking scene.
What movie was that?
Parenthood.
Have you seen
Parenthood? 89 Parenthood.
That is one of the best. Steve Martin, Mary Steenburgen. That is one of the best.
I feel like a young Joaquin Phoenix.
A young Joaquin Phoenix.
Oh, really?
No, was it Joaquin?
Was it River?
No, it was Joaquin.
It wasn't River.
Hi, Gary.
Oh, yeah. Guys.
Keanu Reeves, too. Keanu Reeves is a fucking in there.
And you know what's really funny about that character? Keanu Reeves plays this, like, dumb fuck, but then he has the most brilliant line in the movie where he's like, man, you need a license to fish, you need a license to drive a car, but they'll let any dumb fuck or whatever be a father.
Right.
That's a great line. Best movie ever.
Not the best movie ever, but it's good.
It is the best movie. No.
It is not the best movie. It's good.
No, I've heard really good things about it. I've never watched it.
You guys have to watch it.
Parenthood.
That's your homework, children.
I feel like I saw it in the theater. I was like in fucking like middle school, I think.
You guys are going to love it. And I don't think that it's...
It'll hold up. It'll hold up.
Yeah, it's not an update.
It'll hold up.
Steve Martin's great. Fucking Bowfinger, that's like one of my favorite movies.
That's a terrible film.
You didn't like Bowfinger?
Terrible.
How did you not like Bowfinger? Bowfinger with him and Eddie Murphy.
Terrible.
I've never heard of us.
Eddie Murphy has not been funny since the first Nutty Professor, I think.
Dude, Eddie Murphy was... Bowfinger came out before...
Bowfinger was 1999.
First Nutty Professor was like 99.
It has an 80% on Rotten Tomatoes. I did not like it. I don't remember it.
Wow.
Eddie Murphy started fucking Transvestite.
His last great film, Beverly Hills Cop 2.
Eddie Murphy screwed over Scary Spice.
Can I just say
she's hot as fuck.
That just reminded me. So I just had an audition at a club. Have we talked about this?
You and I did.
No, but I was just laughing because two of the most notoriously like foul-mouthed comics. Like, Eddie Murphy is not a clean comic. And then I kind of got knocked for using the word vagina and saying fuck once.
He's born again, that's why.
Eddie Murphy? Again. No.
About the guy.